been a night of chaos in the Philippine Parliament with shots fired and the building sent into lockdown. There are multiple reports of nearly a dozen military personnel in camouflage fatigues entering the Senate building. A senator has been holed up there for a couple days now, evading an international arrest warrant. Senator Ronald De La Rosa, this is the senator at the centre of this story. He's the country's former police chief. He's known commonly as Bato or Rock. He's tied to the country's deadly war on drugs, led by the former president, Rodrigo Duterte, who is now on trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Earlier this week, the ICC announced an arrest warrant against the senator, accusing him of killing dozens of people when he was police chief. He posted to Facebook urging his supporters to protect him from being sent to The Hague, and he was actually pictured on CCTV running through the Senate building, apparently trying to seek refuge from federal investigators. He's since been granted protective custody by the Senate president, who is an ally of his and Duterte's, and he's been holed up in the building ever since. So following last night's shooting, Sally, officials say that the senator remains inside the building and that he is safe for now.
And Luca, the Filipino government is denying that it was trying to arrest the senator. So why were these military commandos there? We see this video from the parliament in the Philippines with people running up and down staircases, and it's very chaotic.
It's extraordinary. I mean, aside from the arrest warrant, the fact he's evading arrest and the shots being fired, the extraordinary thing is that the president, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., is saying that his government wasn't moving to arrest the Senator Bato.
There were no instructions from anyone to apprehend Senator Bato. What happened was I told the National Bureau of Investigation that when the Supreme Court resolution went out, I told them to leave the area and they complied.
President Marcos there. His Interior Minister, John Vicramulla, says that authorities are actually there to protect the senator, not to arrest him.
We are in the process of determining who is behind this. The president has given strict instructions. Secure the senators, whoever they may be. Next, we are not here to arrest Senator De La Rosa. In fact, we are here to protect him.
So, Sally, it is really unclear just what will happen now in the Philippine Senate.